You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll, a full hour of late 1940s and early 1950s rhythm and blues. I've just loaded a stack of shellac into the old Rockola Juke, and I'm ready to spin them for you over the next hour.
This week begins a three-part feature on one of the greatest vocal groups to come out of the 1950s, the Flamingos. This week in part one, we'll feature the Flamingos' earliest recordings for Chance Records out of Chicago. Those recordings were made in 1953 and 54. Next week on part two, we'll focus on the records the Flamingos made for the Parrot and Checker labels during 1954 through 56. And finally on part three, we'll feature every record they made for the Decca label, which are very rarely heard these days. Not just Decca, though, we'll go into their end recordings all the way up through 1959. So over the next three shows, we're really going to cover the fantabulous Flamingos.
But before we get to the Flamingos, let's kick off this week's show with a salute to one of the great ladies of R&B, Laverne Baker. We'll kick it off with the flip side of her first single for Atlantic Records in 1953. On the A side was a great ballad called Soul on Fire. But if you flipped it over, there was this fabulous up-tempo number, How Can You Leave a Man Like That? Kicking off the Juke in the Back with Laverne Baker.
Traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true. I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but they didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, in spite of all that I went through. I kept traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you. If I had to do it over, that's exactly what I'd do.
I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
There was nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. When your loving letter told
above, you know I love you. It was he who brought me through.
When my way was dark at night, he would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
A vocal group that called themselves the Eagles. They cut a couple of sides for Mercury Records in 1954, and that was one of them, Trying to Get to You, a song that would be cut by Elvis in 1955 while he was still recording for Sun Records, but it was never released on Sun. It was picked up as part of the deal when RCA bought his contract from Sam Phillips at Sun Records. RCA released Trying to Get to You for the first time in late 1956. And since Elvis brought rock and roll to the mainstream, I guess you could give the Eagles some credit for that with their original version of Trying to Get to You. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is The Juke in the Back. It's time for us to get to our feature this week on the early sides of the Flamingos. The group was formed as the Swallows in the early 1950s in Chicago by Zeke and Jake Carey, two cousins who originated from Baltimore. The Careys were doing okay for themselves, singing around in church choirs and at Chicago house rent parties, but their career didn't start to take off until they met a glorious tenor named Solly McElroy. And with his voice came many opportunities as the Swallows were starting to get bookings around Chicago. But just as they were getting popular, another group called the Swallows was starting to have some national hits for King Records. So our Chicago boys were forced to change their name, first to the L Flamingos, the Five Flamingos, and finally the Flamingos. In early 1952, the Flamingos got their big break and they auditioned for United Records. The label turned them down because they said they sang too pretty and didn't sound black enough. Next, their manager, Ralph Leon, took them to Art Sheridan's Chance label in Chicago. Chance signed them and booked their first recording session for January 28, 1953. At this session, they cut four songs. Two of these four songs made it to their first single release, which was in March of 1953. We're going to hear that first single right now. First, Someday, Someway. Dig Solly McElroy's fantastic tenor lead. Then we're going to follow it up with its flip side, If I Can't Have You, with Solly McElroy on lead and Johnny Carter singing second lead. Dig the wonderful sound of the Flamingos at their very earliest, and quite possibly their best.
Someday,
someday,
someway,
someway,
oh, baby, you'll realize
she kept going round, breaking hearts and telling lies. Oh, someday,
someday,
someway,
someway,
oh, baby, you find it too good that you can't go around with the one who's loving you. Well, you treat me like a fool, dear. Oh, how mean can you be? But someone is going to treat you
just like you did for me.
Oh, oh, someday,
someday,
someway,
someway,
oh, baby, you see the light that you had a good man, but you just couldn't treat him right.
Thank you.
Flamingos with the immortal If I Can't Have You, cut at their very first session held in January of 1953 for Chance Records. Now, four songs were cut during that session. We just heard the first two. Let's hear the second two. They would make up their second single release for Chance. That came in June of 1953. And featured their version of That's My Desire on the A side and Hurry Home Baby on the B side. Solly McElroy sings lead on That's My Desire, and Jake Carey sings lead on Hurry Home Baby. It's the Flamingos' earliest recordings, this week on The Juke in the Back.
In our rendezvous, and remorse with you, that's my desire to meet where gives this place down in some dim cafe, and dance till break of day. That's my desire to sip a little glass of wine. Eyes divine to feel that your lips pressing on mine to hear you whisper out just when it's time to go home. Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire to sip a little glass of wine and gaze into your eyes divine to feel the Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Scott Moeller, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Back.
I'm watching all the tracks come from ever since you're coming in. I've learned my lesson, baby, and I do anything you say.
Anything you say. I give her all my money, I buy her plenty of clothes. I give her a red calico, I love that woman so.
If she don't come home, I'm gonna ride that train myself.
The Flamingos with Hurry Home Baby, the flip side of their second single for Chance Records. I'm featuring each and every one of the Flamingos' Chance releases this week on The Juke in the Back. It's time to get to a milestone. This song came out of their second recording session, which was held in August of 1953. It was written by Bunky Redding and Johnny Carter and is considered by doo-wop fans to be the essential doo-wop song. If you listen closely, you can't hear much musical accompaniment. This is almost a complete a cappella record. It apparently wasn't easy for the Flamingos to get their parts down for this song. It took 3 months of rehearsals before they were ready to record this one. This song gives me shivers every time I hear it. It's Golden Teardrops, and Chance Records released this as their third single in September of 1953, backed with Carried Away, which also features the great lead tenor of Solly McElroy. Here are the Flamingos with the amazing Golden Teardrops on The Juke in the Back.
Drops for me.
night. I met a girl with eyes of gray. 12 o'clock last night. I met a girl with eyes of gray. Well, she squeezed my hand, and I got carried away. She said, let's have a little change. Things gonna be okay. But when I looked up, old man stood in the doorway. And I got carried, carried away. I really got carried, carried away. Don't you know, carried, carried away. I mean carried, carried away. And it's all on the kind of the gal with the eyes of gray. Stone, listen to what I say. When you take a midnight stone, you better listen to what I say. Beware that girl with the eyes of gray.
Carried Away, the up-tempo B-side of one of the greatest ballads of all time, Golden Teardrops, the Flamingos' third single release for Chicago's Chance Records. We're hitting all six of the Flamingos' releases for Chance this week on the Juke in the Back. Let's get to release number 4. It features the other two songs recorded at their second recording session, Plan for Love, which features Johnny Carter on lead vocal, and the flip side, You Ain't Ready, another one featuring Solly McElroy singing the lead. The single was released in October of 1953. Here are the Flamingos on the Juke in the Back.
Well, you think you're real here, baby, but I got news for you. Cry, 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 baby. I told you we were through, but I found another woman who can take the place of that your suitcase, pretty baby.
Tempo number from the Flamingos, You Ain't Ready. Now it's time to get into their fifth single release for Chance Records. This song was a big hit for Patti Page on the pop charts in February of 1954. In March of 54, Chance released the Flamingos version of Cross Over the Bridge. And it wouldn't be until summer of 1954 when the Chords would put Cross Over the Bridge as the original flip side to Shaboom. So here are the Flamingos with the first rhythm and blues cover of this great pop tune, Cross Over the Bridge.
Sister, cross over the bridge. And you forget the rules of love that life has always taught. And if you break as many hearts as ripples in a stream, well, sister, here's the only way that you can be redeemed.
Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and she romance will find you,
sister. Cross over the bridge.
If you have built a boat to take you to the greener side, and if you built
that boast of every lie you ever lied. You never reach the promised land of love, I guarantee. For lines cannot hold water and you'll sink into the sea.
Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fingerprints behind you. And soon no man will find you.
Sister, cross over the bridge.
Belong to someone else as sure as stars above.
Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your big fans behind you. Cause you don't let them find you.
Sister, cross over the bridge.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, in honor of the Flamingos, we're going to take a Great 78 that never was. This is a previously unreleased song. It was recorded at their third recording session for Chance, which was held on Christmas Eve 1953. At this session, the Flamingos only cut three songs: Blues in a Letter, Jump Children, and the classic September Song, which first appeared in the 1938 Broadway musical Knickerbocker Holiday. Since then, it's been recorded by everyone from Bing Crosby to Lou Reed. Sully McElroy does a fantastic job singing September Song, and it's anyone's guess why Chance Records decided not to release it at the time. But this week, it's our Great 78, the Flamingos September Song.
A long, long while from May to December, the days grow short. When we reach September
I'll spend.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, I need you, baby, and I'm down on my bending knees. So won't you please, 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 please listen to my plea. Yes, I just got to have a baby, and have mercy on me. So won't you please, 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 please listen to my plea. You know my love runs deeper, deeper than any sea. We all make mistakes, so won't you please forgive for me. Well, I just got to have a baby, and I'm sure you know what I mean. So won't you please, please, please listen to my plea.
To My Plea, featuring Johnny Carter on lead vocals. Unfortunately, we lost Carter on the 21st of August, 2009. Along with being a founding member of the Flamingos, Johnny Carter was also a member of the Dells for a long period of time. Listen to My Plea was the flip side of Cross Over the Bridge, and it was Chance's fifth release on the Flamingos, even though those two songs were cut at their fourth and final session. Next, we have their sixth and final single release. These next two songs were recorded on Christmas Eve 1953. The first one, Blues in a Letter, features Johnny Carter on lead vocal, while its flip side, Jump Children, features Solly McElroy taking the lead. Now, by the time Chance had gotten around to releasing this sixth and final single, the Flamingos were already recording for the Parrot label. Chance tried one more time to cash in on one of the smoothest and greatest vocal groups of the 1950s. You gotta remember, though, the Flamingos didn't have a hit on Chance. They wouldn't have a hit on Parrot, either. It would take them going to Chess Records in Chicago for them to finally score a rhythm and blues smash. Let's hear their final single for Chance. It was released in October of 1954. Blues in a Letter, followed by Jump Children on The Juke in the Back.
The mailman brought me a letter, and this is what it said. Yes, the mailman brought me a letter, and this is what it said. I got the blues in a letter. Let me tell you just how it read. Well, she said, my wonderful darling, just a few lines to let you know.
wonderful darling, just a few lines to let you know. I found myself a new man, so I've got to let you go. Sad news. Now I've lost my baby. I ain't got nothing but the blues. So here I stand, broken-hearted and all alone. So if you happen to see my baby, tell her to please come back home.
At the break of day,
when the joint starts to jump, it's almost the break of day. When the joint starts to jump, it's almost the break of day. I miss my baby, cause she's off far away. When my baby left me, she didn't even say goodbye. Yes, when my baby left me, she didn't even say goodbye. All I could do was hang my head and cry.
Wow,
oh, baba do be da ba do be da 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 ba be. Sha be da ba, stu be do be, ba ba do yo ba be da do be. Baba do, baba do, baba do be, baba do yo be da ya.
Well, do you wanna jump, children?
Jump, children.
Do you wanna jump, children? Do you wanna jump today? Do you wanna jump today? Do you wanna jump today? Well, jump, 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 jump.
The Flamingos with the Fantabulous Jump Children. They would perform a version of that tune in the 1959 Alan Freed motion picture, Go Johnny Go, starring Jimmy Clanton. That song, backed with Blues in a Letter, was the Flamingos' final release on Chance. Actually, Chance released the record after the group had already moved to rival label Parrot Records, which was owned by Chicago disc jockey and entrepreneur Al Benson. Their first Parrot single, Dream of a Lifetime, backed with On My Merry Way, came out in August of 54, while Jump Children, backed with Blues in a Letter, was issued in October. It was around this time that the Flamingos recruited another tenor, Nate Nelson. You see, the word around town was that Solly McElroy's head was getting just a little too big. Solly ended up quitting the group, which they knew he would do, and Nate Nelson moved very smoothly into the lead tenor position. Solly had his own reasons for leaving the group, though. You see, he wasn't making any money. In fact, none of the guys were making any money. That would soon change as recognition would grow with their move to Parrot Records and eventually their move to Checker. We'll get into their Parrot and Checker releases on part two next week on The Juke in the Bag. Let's close this week's program with the A-side of their first Parrot single release. It came from their first session for Parrot from July of 1954. They cut four sides during that session. Two of them made it to the first single, Dream of a Lifetime, featuring Solly McElroy on lead, and On My Merry Way, featuring a joint lead between Solly and Jake Carey. We'll begin part two of my three-part Flamingo special next week with On My Merry Way. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling. You get that feeling each week, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Bag. So let's close down the show from August of 1954. Here are the Flamingos and their first single for Parrot Records, and one of their dreamiest ballads. Here's Dream of a Lifetime. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you on part two next time.
Of a lifetime, too sweet to tell it all in rhyme. You, everything I ever hoped for, sweetheart, will you? You, the dream of a lifetime, with voice of mission bells that chime, and eyes that glow in sweet surrender, to lips as sweet as wine. Heaven must have sent you, dear, when I was feeling lonely, sad and blue.
Won't you be
my lover?
I don't want
another. Of a lifetime, you turn the autumn days to spring. With you, my life will be complete. My heart will always sing.
Of a lifetime, ooh,
ooh. You turn the autumn days to spring.
With you, my life would be complete, dear. Wah, 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 wah.
My heart will always sing.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Bag.